Ta ugeni mudhuri Samuel Kamitha huko studio cia Gikuna Mumbi Cultural Museum tugithie na mbere na tafarira ya unduire witu mudhuri Kamitha hari na mudikiriria umwe utwandikire marua akienda ithanduku ria mathani ricokio Israel kuria Jerusalem riume Kenya bururi-ini wa Gikuyu marua maya unjitikirie ndimathome mari mothe nigetha uhote gucokeria mudikiriria uyu na arĩa angĩ marĩ na meciria ta make. Irũa rĩandĩkĩtwo na rĩanjĩtie na title Gikuyu Civilization, The Ark of the Covenant. Makandĩkwo nĩ mũthikĩrĩria wĩtagwo David Kilasi Ilahuya, akandĩkĩra Gikuyu na Mumbi Cultural Museum, na oho nĩ acokete akahe copy Kenya Police, CID Headquarters, NCCK, Opposition, Kikuyu Council of Elders, Media, neo adiki a mohoro. Jitikiria ndi mathome na githungu to nikiandikite namo. I take this precious opportunity of introducing myself once again because I'm one of your own brothers born a Luhya, raised as a Nairobian, acts and behavior of a Kenyan man, profession being the servant of God, and my title is just my name, David Kilasi Ilahuya. David is not an associate of any organization, any denomination, or any religion, but a chosen man to listen to the voice of God that comes to him in vision and dreams for him to make it known to man. Ever since I received that favor from God, much has been revealed to me concerning man and his relationship with his creator, and the climax of it all comes to the people of this country, Kenya. Kenyans are aggressive human beings that God and the world has ever seen, and it started with first stealing the Ark of the Covenant from Ethiopia, wrestling with other communities to keep the artifact, and finally hiding it for a period of over 800 years unnoticed by any other human beings. I believe and hope that I am addressing the right people on the right platform and at the right time, because much has been said about God. Much has been said about his servants. Much has been said about his prophets. But nothing has been said about the disappearance of the Ark of the Covenant from Jerusalem temple, its new destination in Ethiopia, and its hiding place at Mount Kenya. The knowledge about the Ark of the Covenant has eluded so many scholars, so many preachers, and so many religions simply because they are yet to understand why the Ark came to existence, why it was being carried from one place to the other by the Israelites, why it was housed in the most holy place in the tabernacle, why it miraculously disappeared from the temple, where it was taken, and when it was taken. All the effort of transforming man to being accepted to both the society and God has always been championed by men chosen from this very cause. And as it has been the case in the past, the people wander from the path at which they were instructed, directed, and shown to follow. Finally, they end up worshipping the messenger instead of the message delivered to them. I am bringing to you this message, not on my own mighty, but according to the authority of him who revealed these great mysteries that have existed from the beginning of the world up to now. As we struggle on this great war, Armageddon, man will be reformed to the level of God and not the level of denomination, organization, village, country, or level of religion, which all of them will fade away. Ever since man distanced himself from his creator and gained the liberty of choosing between God and evil, the choices of wrong things have exited the good things, and in the end, the world became full of wickedness. It is the wickedness that makes the relationship of man and God go apart, and the two of them can't exist together. The definition of good according to man is broad, and it varies from one man to the other, depending on many facts, unlike the way God defined the same good. No one has ever seen God But it is through good deeds that we become close to God, and through evil deeds become more of a certain of Satan. The good deeds, God termed them as the moral laws, and they comprise of the Ten Commandments, while the evil deeds, God termed them as sin, and he defined sin as breaking the Ten Commandments. It is sin that has made man to be hostile, with rage, profound hatred, blasphemous, wicked, corrupt, iniquity all over, immorality, and upholding evil over good. Many have tried to the level of their ability to restore man to sanity through various means, whereby some believe through singing they can change man, while others think that through democracy, some religion, others leadership, others think it is their laws, constitutions, others believe revolution is the solution to their differences, and that at the end of it all, they resolve to fight with no amicable solution to their predicament. Around the world, the tune has been the same over the years, but none of the people concerned have ever taken the initiative to question, reason out, or carry out dialogue amongst themselves the genesis of their predicament. It is for this reason that I am honored to reason with all the inhabitants of the world on behalf of God, so that man can be in a position to know, understand, and finally make a tangible decision about his relationship with his Creator, the life he or she is living with his fellow man. It will sound strange to many, because in this fourth generation, no one has ever seen, heard, or talked to the servant of God, and the best they can come close to one is through reading the text that has enabled them to hold on to the faith they practice today. Faith without work is dead, and from the time the Ten Commandments disappeared from the face of the earth, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob vanished with the artifact, and man was left to the deception and vagaries of Satan, with nothing to defend his belief or faith. Satan took the center stage of leading man immediately the Ten Commandments disappeared from the Jerusalem temple, because the Ten Commandments were the light of men, their shepherd and their guide, their wisdom, their righteousness, and above all, their God. God had to take a rest in order to give man an opportunity to be able to make a tangible decision from the bottom of his heart, after he has struggled with man and his man-made rules, regulations, and laws. Since the days of ignorance are over, God has remembered his covenant that he made to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, for the fourth generation are the chosen ones to inherit the promised land. Now the generation that took part in the first covenant is no more, and God will be renewing his covenant with us on this fourth generation, using the same precepts he used on the first covenant, because he does not change. During the first covenant, God spoke to the multitude and wrote the words he had spoken on two tablets of stone, and he gave them to the children of Israel to be souvenir, because it was the only proof of the covenant that existed between God and man. It is the new covenant that is dragging our country, Kenya, in the forefront of sounding the trumpet of the Lord, simply because without the principles that laid the foundation of the first covenant, the second one cannot take place. The second covenant, God will let man witness the principles of the first covenant written on two tablets of stones with his own finger, and thereafter God write the same principles in the mind and in the hearts of men, to be an everlasting covenant that will need no man to teach, remind, or correct his neighbor. The process of renewing the covenant with God starts with first retrieving the ark that contains the Ten Commandments hidden in our land, Kenya, at Mount Kenya, and letting the world behold the handwriting of God on two tablets of stones. Many would say, Kenyans, we are blessed, but they will never understand how we are blessed, or what makes us to be blessed compared to other people. I'm writing to my fellow Kenyans to make them understand what has made us to be Kenyans, blessed, feared, religious, and aggressive over the years. We prevailed, struggling with God and with men, the day one of us Kenyans imagined in his heart that we can actually steal the most feared, dangerous artifact of the ancient, the Ark, and keep it to ourselves. The moment came, and it was in 1210 AD that the unexpected took place in the land of Ethiopia, and we managed to overcome other tribes that wanted to own the precious Ark of the Covenant when we struggled with men on the way from Ethiopia to Kenya until we had to keep it in sacred place in Mount Kenya. 806 years have passed, and another Kenyan man is questioning in his heart, why did we have to take the Ark if we were going to keep it in secret for all those years? How will the Ark profit man, yet he does not know its existence? Why did God take it away from the Israelites? From what purpose did God give it to man? My brethren, this is what is known as good news, something that my brothers in my country have never imagined, that actually God can raise one of us to be his servant who will gather his flock to his kingdom, as it is happening now. God chose the children of Israel to be his kingdom of priests, who were to learn the character of God and made it known to the rest of human beings. He made with them a covenant that was to remind them how God had rescued them from the land of bondage in Egypt. God visiting man at Mount Sinai, and above all, he revealed himself to man for the first time by coming down to talk to the multitude. God wrote the words of the covenant on two tablets of stones and gave the two stones to the Israelites to carry them from one place to the other, because it was the sign of God being among his people. However, due to the stiff neck of Israelites, they did not understand why they were carrying the Ark with them all the time, the importance of the Ark, and why it was kept in the most holy place of the tabernacle. It was because of this ignorance that led to mysterious disappearance of the Ark from the temple, and the temple itself was completely destroyed, never to be built again. Now it is Kenya that has the Ark of the Covenant, although it was not sanctioned by God that we should have it. However, Kenyans realized that it was good treasure from God that was supposed to be preserved for future generations, unlike the Israelites. Unfortunately, Kenyans didn't know what to do with it, how to do it, and when to do it, and for no reason, they had to keep it in secret for the 806 years. God has now raised his servant among the Kenyans' brethren, who is supposed to receive the Ark on behalf of God so that he can bring it, so that he can bring into remembrance the covenant of God. This cannot take place without involving the first man of this country, Mr. Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta, because being the ruler of the land, God respects his authority, just like Pharaoh, who enslaved the children of Israel for 400 years. Pharaoh did not live for 400 years, but he was the one on the throne at the time of the Exodus. Likewise, President Uhuru, he haven't reached 800 years yet, but he is the one on the throne during the first time of restoration. Due to bureaucracy that surrounds the people of this rank, I haven't gotten the opportunity to personally deliver the message to him, but I believe with the improved technology, he has a copy of a strange Ruhia man within his jurisdiction, who is asking for the Ark of the Covenant of God that is being held in the country that he leads, in his home country, by his brethren, the Kikuyu community. God could have rescued the children of Israel without the knowledge of Pharaoh, and likewise, God is capable of taking the Ark from the Kikuyu community without the knowledge of their leader, Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta. However, he has always given an opportunity for man to realize where he has gone wrong by himself, and if he be wise enough, he repent. Because God is always waiting for that soul that will examine within itself and admit it has forsaken God. Our time is now to champion the restoration of God's covenant with man, lest he will pour his wrath on us just like the way he did to the Israelites, and we too will become a byword. The Ark of the Covenant, it is the gift that has been preserved and guarded to be presented to the Lord of hosts from the people who are terrible from their beginning onwards, that live in the land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. God would have come for the Ark by himself, but you to hold the children of Israel requested, asking him not to talk to them again, lest they die. God honored their request over the years, and he has on several occasions used his servants, the prophets, if any, and he reveals to them through vision and dreams what he would like to be done. My humble request is to let everyone who lives in this country to be aware of what is going on, because the wrath of God means troubles and evils to befall on our country, yet there is something we can all do to save ourselves from the wrath of God, and that something is simply giving back the Ark of the Covenant to God, to the rightful owner. If someone may ask what I mean with the wrath of God, then let him be told that the Ten Commandments are divided into two. The first four guard the relationship of God and an individual human being, while the last six guard the relationship between man and his fellow man. In case we ignore the first four, the wrath of God will be troubles on the land, which includes all the natural calamities, e.g. earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, hunger, drought, etc. And if we ignore the last six, then the wrath of God will be evils that will befall on our land. They are man-made crises, e.g. genocides, massacre, revolutions, slavery, rape, hunger, arson, terrorism, etc. Once again, I bring to your attention that the message of the Ark is the good news that the whole world have been looking forward to, witnessing the handwriting of God on two tablets of stones. When to do it, how to do it, and what should be done all have been revealed to me, and this is the message that should be told to the world and be heard by every person, small or great, rich or poor, every tribe, every nation, to be a witness. God will visit the iniquity of our forefathers up to the third and fourth generation that hates him most, and to those that understands and have insight. The descendants of Iraq people destroyed the temple of God in Jerusalem. They have been receiving and are receiving the wrath of God. The descendants of Syria invaded Israel and took host the 10 tribes of Israel that disappeared on the face of the earth. They are still receiving their wrath. Ethiopians didn't notice when the ark was stolen from them, and now they have demonstrated for a week against their government because of land. Somalis for attacking the Kafiro people on their way to the land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia started receiving their own wrath in 1990 and is yet to be over. Kikuyu community, because of the custody of the work of the Ark of the Covenant, have received several warnings. 1992, they were affected in Moro. 2007, post-election violence in Rift Valley. 2013, Mpeketoni, followed by a series of attacks from external forces that leads to a great number of Kikuyu community losing their lives. Haiti, Cuba, Americans affected by Hurricane Matthew, Japan tsunami, and now volcano. Yemen funeral attacks beside their 35 years civil war. Rwanda genocide, Sierra Leone civil war, Liberia civil war, Angola civil war, Egypt and Morocco revolutions, earthquake in Tanzania. The list is endless, if not huge. All these are not man-made crises if someone is sober, understanding, and have insight. Let's not forget that Kenyans have the Ark of God that was stolen by our forefathers from the Ethiopians and was not sanctioned by God for us to touch it, making us vulnerable to the wrath of God, that I see it coming and it is not delaying. No one has ever put his hand on the holy things of God, or the anointed person of God and go free, because God will always avenge for his people and his holy things that another right person will lay their hands upon it. If God is punishing the Syrians for the sins of their forefathers, my question is, what will stop him from doing the same to us Kenyans for the sins of our forefathers? The Philistines took the Ark of God, and it was in their custody for only 7 months. But because of the wrath of God, they had to send it back willingly for them to be spared from the wrath. And my second question is, do we need to witness the wrath of God so that we can hand it over? Yet we have someone who is giving us the warnings regarding the trespass that our forefathers committed unwillingly. The Ark of the Covenant was given to man to guide him, correct him, and reform him, of which it cannot do that while in secret, not unless it comes to light. The moment for the Ark is to resurface is now. We have spent only 16 years in this fourth generation, and it is good enough and on time to reform our children, our morals, our society, our nations, and our religions. There is a lot to be shared, to learn, and to understand. Unfortunately, it cannot be done through paper and ink, because it will be writing another text that will make people weary and confused because they are yet to understand the text in their possession. All your questions regarding the Ark, the Ten Commandments, and the Creator will have adequate response. However personal, questions will be termed as foolish and will not be answered. We now show our solidarity, our grief, our condolence, and our unity to the world community. Who are they affected in one way or the other through civil wars, floods, hurricane, volcano, earthquakes, terrorism, hunger, drought, etc. By retrieving the Ark of the Covenant, and the people of the world know how far we have fallen and the reason why these troubles and evils have come up on the land. Let's save our country, Kenya, from the wrath of God by returning the Ark of Covenant to the rightful owner, because a Kenyan child is not any better compared to a child that is being bombed in Aleppo and Mosul. The same way we watch helplessly the suffering of the children affected in areas, and we claim leaders in those areas don't embrace peace, it will be the same way we shall watch our country helplessly being destroyed by the wrath of God, and it will not be the fault of any man, not hate speech, not opposition, not the government, not elections, not Al-Shabaab, but the main cause will be the hidden Ark of the Kenyans. Let's give back the Ark of the Covenant willingly to avoid the wrath of God. Peace be upon the land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Nagasaina Keita David Nakahena Nabasia Kesia Dimu Nagashokera Kahe Kope Kenya Police CID Headquarters NCCK Opposition Kikuyu Council of Elders Media Nanewadikia Mohoro. Mudo toyo muduri kamitha ungimwira atia kana ungimucokeria atia.
Nwega nguruma maro macio. Na to maro macio kuri na maro maingi muno marandiko. Kona nikora thondekwo thabari nyingi muno kana ngendo nyingi muno cia kagucera bururini wa Gikuyu niguo koneke haria hihi ithandu kuria matangikorwo. Ona tandu ria mari mwena wa Kirinyaga. Kilimoja kirenya kuria muri markiri ni moyo ni maraikara magiceragirwo ni andu ona ngimagathi kwenda kufuata njira ya ireirago ni Ruth Eggeson fuata Musa operation ile ari nayo ukonaga ngini magu kana maumitero ra kwenda gutorana na njira yo ithandu kuria matha ni ile na patamuno thini wathe ni ile tetu muno na ligatumira besha nyingi muno. Ona ndu marau marona magoka guko tondu marauga ithandu kuria matha nirionekane hindi makuhota gwaka muthigiti kana sinagogi yaka tatu ni gwaku no ndingi akika ithandu kuria matha nilitari ho ni moyo na ni marauga riri Afrika na ni marauga ona riri bururini wa Gikuyu no matiwi ni ha ni mwene nda merire gimera ithandu kuria matha nilitiga ngota ithandu kuria nguo rigitwo handu litangioneka ni igongo na rirutagwo niguo rigacoka kuoneka kuria riri to ndameri ni ndameri riri in fourth dimension na ni June Moi ni mathomaga wira wakwa riri in fourth dimension haha mundu gwitwo David Krasi handa ona tareita munafi tondu ni aronekana yararia na ngai no ndarora wega maromachio ti ma David Krasi maromachio maikarairwo thi ni andu kuma Israel makandika akanengerwo akirwandika maromaya uprovoke andu athuri a Gikuyu na tondu maandikirwo Gikuyu ni book Gikuyu and Mumbi Cultural Museum ni ithuĩ tũrandĩkĩrwo tondũ ũrĩa nĩ arona harĩa andũ athuri arĩa marĩ hatingĩingĩrĩka rĩu no tũtũmire mũndũ ũyũ aprovoko kana athorie andũ arĩa makorwo thĩinĩ wa Gĩkũyũ na Mũmbi amathoria tuone kana tũhota kũmenya na kũrĩa ithandũkũ rĩrĩ ũguo rĩrĩ ti rĩciria rĩa Krasi tondũ ũrĩa nĩ information tũmũraheana tũtetũraheana tũrĩ thĩinĩ wa ũtuĩria gwitũ no kona ni kĩndũ ekĩrĩtwo ningĩ agacoka ndiũĩ nĩ kĩĩ gĩatũma erwo ahe Kenya Police copy tondũ Kenya Police mandate yao ti gũthiĩ na ti mathandũkũ ma mathani CID headquarters mandate yao ti ũhoro wa gwetha mathandũkũ ma mathani NCCK ĩyo nĩ Christianity ndĩrĩ handũ ĩnyitanaga na mathandũkũ ma ithandũkũ rĩa mathani opposition NASA ĩyo nĩ ndiũĩ nĩ yandĩkĩrwo marũa nĩkĩ Gikuyu Council of Elders ĩyo nĩ ndundu ya athuri ya macira na media makerwo haha ngona ũyũ nĩ mũndũ ũhetwo ũhoro nakerwo andĩke mũmũhei na andĩka nake agathikĩrĩria athikĩrĩrie nĩ rĩretwo na nĩ ndundu cicokio Jerusalem nĩ ũnĩ harĩ kĩndũ kĩmwe nguga nĩ ũnĩka haha ta arakiuzi Mũgĩkũyũ nĩ gũkorwo arĩ custodian wa ithandũkũ rĩa mathani akorwo ithandũkũ rĩa mathani rĩrĩ bũrũri wake na nĩ harĩa rĩrĩ na ndararia harĩ maũndũ merĩ ngwenda mũndũ wothe ũtarĩ Mũgĩkũyũ amenye ũmũthĩ kana Mũgĩkũyũ ũrĩa ũtoĩ maũndũ ma Mũgĩkũyũ maigagwo na marika make na maigagwo na mĩgiro na maigagwo na ũgĩ wake ithandũkũ rĩa mathani ti kĩndũ ona ũngĩigua andũ makĩaria nĩ moĩ rĩrĩkuo no matĩragia ũhoro warĩo rĩgatiganwo narĩo tondũ wĩra nĩ mũgane ti kĩndũ atĩ kĩmũndũ kĩauma ona kaugakaikagua rutaga ithandũkũ tondũ rĩtingĩrutĩka Mũgĩkũyũ ũgĩ ũcio wa kũiga maũndũ make ma thĩinĩ marĩ ma thĩinĩ nĩguo ũmũkinyĩtie hau nĩ ndaigua ũguo arĩkoretwo bũrũri-inĩ wa Gĩkũyũ mĩaka 800 na Mũgĩkũyũ nĩ kũiyaire na ndirĩ ndahota kũmenya nĩkĩĩ rĩu mũndũ akiuga ũhoro hĩndĩ ciothe arauga ũhoro wa kũiya ona nĩ ũkũigua Mũgĩkũyũ nĩ aiya kura Mũgĩkũyũ haha ningĩ ndaigua arĩ kũiya ithandũkũ rĩa mathani rĩu maũndũ maya nĩ maratũma andũ mage kũmenya maũndũ mamwe na ũthĩinĩ wamo nyambe njuge atĩrĩrĩ itanathi mũno ithandũkũ rĩa mathani nĩ rĩa mũndũ mũirũ na mũndũ mũirũ nĩ wathondekire ithandũkũ rĩa mathani nĩwe warĩakire na mũtĩ wa mũgaa agĩcoka akĩrĩthiũrũrũkĩria igũrũ na thahabu ekire ũguo nĩ kuuga atĩrĩrĩ kana ũrĩa erirweke nĩ tondũ thahabu ndĩbuthaga na thahabu ndĩngĩora ta mũtĩ mũgaa ũgĩthiũrũrũkĩrio thahabu ũguo no arĩ onanirĩa thahabu rĩ thĩinĩ nĩ mũtĩ wa mũgaa mũgaa nĩ mũtĩ ũkoragwo ũhana mũruari kaga hĩndĩ ĩyo ũguo nĩ kuuga no rĩtũre mĩndĩ na mĩndĩ nĩ ũndũ wa gũtuĩka gold road ũgĩ ndwarĩ handũ hangĩ thĩinĩ wa thĩ ona ndũrĩ handũ hangĩ ũgĩ ũyũ nĩ wa mũndũ mũirũ Ness ta ũrĩa aĩtagwo is a product of the African philosophy ndĩrenda kuuga atĩrĩrĩ ithandũkũ rĩa mathani rĩthondeketwo na ũgĩ wa mũndũ mũirũ ũgĩ wa mũndũ mũirũ ũkoragwo ũrĩ thĩinĩ wa itugĩ mũgwanja na nĩcio nyene ũgĩ wothe nginya ũratwarithia ndege kĩa mbere nĩ principle of mentalism gĩa kerĩ nĩ principle of correspondence gĩa gatatũ nĩ principle of vibration gĩa kana nĩ principle of polarity gĩa kana nĩ principle of rhythm gĩa gatano ni principle of cause and effect na ya mwisho ni principle of Jeddah oge understand isyo oge mwote yori thino wataha na wagia na chapi noliko gia na chapi yo ni ometako teroei na Kristo wali umuwali na chapi yo na kia githiage tigira faulu chapi nodo ikema igwe chapi mechile gene ya kuhigura kule alibo adu maigire apana niko hoyo ugura wate inimuno ulea ukorago uli mukaru na ni muhithe chitako ichi mugwanja ni sio chapi wale ke kuga na ugyo ituwe ichi mugwanja leo ni kuga nuwaki ya na chapi kehiguro ya kumenyanga maudu maiguru maudu mare magoka na maudu maathirire mothe kama menya eo niyo ugyo nugu watumire tukoro na physics ugatuma tukoro na biology ugatuma tukoro na astronomy ugyo wothe yorithi umete hari African philosophy idhadu kuri ya maka ni muithirairi ulurisi lao dage thode kona agenda uchi utu mthogo ni Caucasian idhadu kuri ya maka ni lia thode kilo ni mundu muiru wa Afrika na duachio nike maitako hafiru hafiru ni mundu muiru kafiru nike maitako kafiru nani maana na kumuno ni adu wana mare kule todo mare ilu ni umu kitu na ugiru chiu na idhadu kuni liyao zini wabuku ya Psalms Daudi ya lahuga atiriri Ethiopia shall raise their hands unto Jehovah. Ibu ni kugati riri. Niyo yona kutika ithadu kuriri Jerusalem. Mudha nyomu ni yona tufiru. Ethiopians. Na Ethiopia na ke Griki. Na madiko maani ma Griki hedeo ni ke Griki. Ni mudu uchuete. Mudu rena gothi digarige ni riwa. Arai wati riri Daudi. Ethiopians shall raise their hands unto Jehovah. Atikuri hedega kinya. Aduairu makawela moko. Kuri marorete kirimaini marorete kirimaini digio kirera hautoni kirimaini na kuri ithadu kuri makauwa sahai ithadu ya kai sahai icho ni chugo cha Daudi. Daudi hidi ona ithadu kuri tiri rauma Jerusalem rilo Jerusalem rili tentini todo muri unuona kari umutigiti wa bere wa Jerusalem muri Solomon no ithadu kuningi nini auto death ya Africa David Kirasi na azosi siyake da hata kumenya ni kutumiro hatu mirone ya hudi ato provoku ni kutuge no liu ndetu zitu karute ni keturero haga tukihuro na iti nikena tukihuro na iti nikena ni uduwa itadu kuri ya matani ok izi lalu ziko tilaharuo tilaharuo no uduwa itadu kuni manaharuo na piero na makaruwa na rege noko na marina threat kuma Iran izwe tutura kore turi na tutura na thayo na mwe ya hudi au gatiri na hede wege nituwa pa umire ni daugiri ogu ati etiketi hareitha dukuriri li kainu kio na ifaru ifaru siya biraru siya uigo kahau na adege siya bara na michiga menene niguo lecho kio israeli liyasho ka israeli kugia na thayo history yale kukago ukure yokire ni uduwa pop akedari ukeri chokio Jerusalem maka hata kuhura na Ottoman Turks ithiramu ya kumataki liyari iluru muno nikiru imane ya dama igathiri matogore ya tie niguo moe mwichi wa Jerusalem utiuke capital city ya Kristiano no idhado kunero ikuru kio na huku moe kukutili idhado kwa ile chau kau harero ne kuya idhaduku niri harainiji ya mwiku na mwiku hariani agaikara kwa yugu ati idhaduku niri harainiji yake niri hamudu mwiru na niugu wake liakiru na African philosophy na philosophy ichio ni ituge mwaja chia ubi na ugichu nugu athodekile na nugu Musa atumiria philosophy agithodeka nyamu yate yake chako nyemu yate yake chako ugichu ni hidiru abiria guka ati noe kiudu electronically nyoka higu hale yake chako waru mune nyoka ya kawaida waru na nyoka elea gechango kiwiwa ikia kinya uni in form of vitima ugo koka kuhuti ya mwere oka break venom ya nyoka igatika kutika poisonous ogati na bere na kutura uchi ni ugene hedi dura abiria guka no hari ku miaka gricho nyige muno hedi ya contemporary time chi ya Moses ta miaka gili mu na magana meri bere ya uchiro wa Kristo meka ka maudu muti tutagika tondu mabisito na African philosophy gaido si ya gaito gwereda kuwa doge watio kedo ni gai utari wake nijigu wake hamuno ni mwiku ni kwa kuimenya mwiku dahota kuimenya na nefati kuimenya akaigua lina pride ya kujua ni mwiku jila ugo gena pride wathori ya duwari yake noni ugena pride ya kugaga iviti ndina kina iviti ni muna pride yu nego tuma ona doge no kaigua aga wetimuleti nori ni kinyo okona nero wakulgu no maudumaya na kugena mechi lile tofauti akaga kugea na mwonele omwe okumutaithia tariwa adona ni kuwadeke yu ginya aduwa chio department nyigimu ni siya thirikari na indirona ginya Kenya Police ogo ni kugangi kuhugi getoro yoti ni hiviti kufiri yagyo kama nyitu na CID magituirie na NCCK diyo ya chumana eroke na NCCK diyo eroo yao ni keha na NASA na uke guchira ni manegane mahuyuke idhadu kukiku kilte na kiku Council of Verodas na udiwe mani eduatia na media na hea ni uhoro uyu ti uhoro wa kirasi ni uhoro wa hetu ni guo uoneke uku umate harisa hatu kurile kakure hogo ukure ya matani na ni mwari yonile fabricated copy ya Act of the Covenant na nilea yuru kagirio na getuara ugenya kuri thirikari uguo na hizi ni tuwame nile kira kire eduo lulu wa reluji uruwa kulta lulu ya rugi Kenya hizi tutitiranga na fabricated copies ya mathaduku tulina genuine na nikututiranga nikititi uruwa kaka kirima mwari December 27 tukati uruwa kirima tuwani covenant mountain kirima kiangai tukati uruwa na kutini mudo tuwa yari kuhuwa kirima maini ainuka ya kee kwa ke mwiku niowe onajomu 1928 kuhunu wakua thitena atuwa letu na yaduri niguo athiku akakomichomu kana kehe responsibility ya kuthigwetha leto kuga 1928 jomu wa getuaro mauduma atuari namo ni hidi tuwa maria nuko nani mraathi ni anduari yake utiri mwiku ugiaria na mudu utari mwiku uhoro wa itadu kulea matani deke dikirie kirasi na ajira teo ati kutina mwiku ugiguita akwile idhadu kulea matani rifite todu horoa mwiku yu maudu ni magane kulea mwiku horoa idhadu kulea matani kulea mwiku horoa machira kulea mwiku horoa dawa kulea mwiku kurathima nodu giuma haha uthi haha ligu chira kirasi tuatoma maramaya na guritu tumatawo menitodo kuri magitamo no amarora adiki matini no menyo munene nitakuru haugona haugana tuchoke tweterere makugatia ibadu kuri kireho rienda ngo nguo mwiko auge no iyo ni fabricated copy ibadu ku genuine remote Kenya ni guo riulio ha ni haha yani ke kumenyo ni haha omara ugati riri buku ini mafuku ini mao na hindi ikuti ya mwajimi kuti maugete haria metikite hara itha adukuliri ligati yu hau magathi na ifaru na adekechia bara ili iguru na michiga menene ni gure shokyo isara kogena thayo nidaigu wakinya President Uhuru hau nera agweto ukarigu President Uhuru agweto niki na rairo waranyi chisa ni unata maki noda la hetia ni todo ata maki ni oma korogo machiru ni siya machiru mata maki ni kukua korogo nado wale oge muno ni kumahdi oma kadifa izara mota maki gochiri haa hii niguo president ya kiwe oya ithadu kumuchoki ithadu kutile kutula choki ithadu kuriri mbuchi rini mbuchi wa tofiru tofiru to unio Hebrew na niyo tufiru na gekone maita meri nalinga na gekoge ya kafiru diguichiri David Krasi hau ni arame nyata ithadu kuriri mochi kuri tufiru na tufiru na gekoyo na riri mochi na ritirutago na niyo mwure meka nganaleo na ginya na David niyo nete ino wa Book of Psalms na te ado a Ethiopia ni mako ya jarasi moko maona iguru magoche Jehovah kuri tika midadi ya deshiria uguo no uria njuwe ni atiriri adu aria arikiru muno theine wa utuiria na uthigani ni musadi ya Israel na nio mari indo iria cia hinya muno cia bara mataithiririo ni America na aria angi kirinyaga ni iria nini muno uringithanitie na the othe
Adoa ya ne madhiete kinya kwa mweri na kwa jata. Niki kigiretie moke moe idhado kurele rea madhani na madhie na leo.
Onaninda ndaha nataigitheka daigu ukiuga uhoro unu wa kugegia. Ati adumani na hinyo ugo na icheru kari ugo matirimaho takumenya hala idhado kurele. Mauduma idhado kutima icheru. Gwechiria nikeo ginya David Krasi anaandikira forithi marwa na akaandikira CID imateithiririe kumenya kuria ithandu kuriri. Ona Kenya Police, CID na thirikari ciothe ciathi gutiri mundu ungimenya ara ithandu kuriri tiga aria makoragwo mari narä athuri aria ikumi na erĩ rĩtithikagwo ũrĩa ũngĩthiĩ ũthike gĩthandũkũ mahiga-inĩ kana mũthanga-inĩ tondũ rĩthiaga dimension ya kana kuma harĩa tũrĩ na kĩndũ kĩrĩgũtuĩka nĩ kĩrauma dimension ĩrĩa tũrĩ gĩgathiĩ ĩyo ĩngĩ hau ti mahoya mekagwo nĩ igongona rĩkagwo nĩ tũkoretwo na thĩna mũno na ũkristiano tondũ ũkristiano ũtĩtĩrithagia mahoya mũkahoya mũkahoya nginya maru makahiũha no mbura nĩ ũkuona nĩ ĩrarega kura ndĩrarega kura tondũ mũtina hoya na mũtinarĩria ngai ĩrarega kura tondũ hatinekwo igongona mago igongona nĩyo cabi ya kũingĩra kwa ngai ndũngĩingĩra kwa ngai na mahoya ma kuga ndĩrenda 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 nĩ cabi ĩtagwo igongona nĩ kũrĩ mahoya na magongona na itwaranaga hamwe nĩ twahoya na tweka igongona weka igongona chavi ikahingũka Kristo arĩ na chavi yo arĩ ta roi nake anengera vita chavi yo atuĩka ta roi akunũrwo atĩ nĩ akũhote kũhoya kĩũndũ kĩnene mũno gĩgoka ũmũthĩ rĩ weka ũponyaji na nĩ ũrekwo ponyaji ucho ni ukule makuigira todu urahoyo mahoya tuwa kuhoya tuwa kuhoya no hatiri igogona lirekuo liyako tidika mahoya magati kule gai ule urahoyo in fourth dimension liya ithadu kule igu haune kugate itiligo kututuraga ona ditile kule maize maitu maturaga todu nikidu kiariri wa gai ona rigati yati ya rikahituka hale araika mali rigaika rambere araika mabaga kuhoya magachoka mageka igogona igogona tiri tiri tikirje kugore huikaguo kuri mauduma o dudu 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 nere mukhoere wayo na magogona mayo meka igogona liri idhadu kuriri nini ya heraga dukishoka kuriona lina makeda kuta wira wa mahoya machio maka wa hoya idhadu kuriga choka Giki nikirira ukanitha utangi utangimenya tondu nwarikirie guthiu kirutwo ukanitha tene wahanaga tairia riri na maguta mario muthungu ni arutire maguta maguta iria riri kuruto maguta rituikaga mahuro riu mahuro macio ni mutwane ngarirwo no titikwenda guchoka kuingira kirira thini na nikirona ukristiano ni urangiria muno muno thiku ici no kaguta uru muno angikorwo akristiano ni maguthi kuingira thini wa kirikaniro kiria gikuru ni kuri na haro iroka ati mukristiano ndetikiritie guthi magongona ini maria mari thini wa kirikaniro kiria gikuru ari kuu tondu ni muthungu mwirite ithandu kuriri riri in fourth dimension ugu mwisirai ona angiuka na ndege noke na magui ma taha manungire harĩa rĩrĩ gũtirĩ kĩndũ mangĩnungĩra tondũ rĩtirĩ gũkũ rĩrĩ in fourth dimension rĩrĩ mbere ya kũrĩa ngomi irĩ kũrĩa maithe maitũ marĩ rĩrĩ mbere ya raika tondũ nĩ kĩndũ kĩa ngai rĩthondekĩtwo na ũgĩ wa ngai ũrĩa aheire andũ a Africa na nĩyo African philosophy ya itugĩ mũgwanja atĩ nĩ agwĩka ũndũ rĩgathirĩra kira handũ Isiraeli matingĩmenya ũũ tondũ Isiraeli rĩrarĩ kũ hĩndĩ ya Musa tirĩo rĩrĩ rĩrĩ gũkũ Isiraeli rĩ mũrona gũkũ ndauga nĩ Caucasian tondũ rĩaumire na njiarĩra rĩngĩ Germany rĩ magĩtũngwo na Isiraeli rĩu Isiraeli ĩgĩtuĩka house of Babel nĩyo ĩtagwo nyũmba ya maheri rĩu ara ũguo ũgagĩtia mũcumarĩ ũkaigua nĩ mararũa tondũ harĩ na gathĩna tondũ kĩrĩra kĩrĩkanĩrwo marĩ na kĩo na nĩ kĩao no marĩ na gathĩna marĩ nako nĩ marĩkire gũta ngũngĩ Gugi ni magic. Gugi ni part ya inner mysteries. Na niwe kora kuna avugi ya ituwa rama kora ukirinyaga. Inner mysteries. Outer mysteries is the science. Na science yon ni hata kufu odeka kivaru, ikato odeka adege, ikato odeka fuduki ya were metaka uzi, na adege chiyao, na benukiria chiyao, tunukiria makuwa, tunini tuwa kutumea desarati ni kizi na umahuru ni harapu, eyo ni outer mysteries. Notu wakini ithadu kulea mata ni inner mysteries. Ni yae tukahumudu ya fiye wukai. Na mudu yohote ite maudumaya umuthi ni mwiku. Nikiona mwiku by nature. Wamu ikile higa unadagi wa higa hako ikile. Ehe, wa ikile higa. Nukuli haduri kinya mwiku ya kinya wa. Bas. Liwa kahana kobra. Nukuchu ni nature ya mwiku. Mwifugo agira mwiku kuma 1905. Idi ya barachi ya Captain Menaxes Kirito ni Kirora Moka na choka wukongori ya Muthogo 1952. Na ugire nito karigoyo na umakiwa 1952 nilila rigiru. Na minazake ni ya ugire Aduwe alire ago makari presentuo ni ateti. Within 50 years, Kenya nuko wabia bara, na ikimisazi kituu bara ya getorika. Mwiku obetu uwa kuirorela, toni higua, dari, dekoro wali threatened, todu kuri maudoi by nature, kuri maudoi adoragi matoi. I'm in possession ya Mount Kenya, uwa kirima ni yako, na kainari uboka uwa, yeke, kirima, tuatige, higo neiregi. Yara ino goti kirima, hari other things chihifete oe atigiruo ni maithi maumane makuile. Muidhira ilio na wakana atige is all useless. Todo nikidu is mysteries, ikiri within mysteries, na mysterious, na kiri within what you call inner mysteries. Ugo ni oga yule ya mune na muuno. Madhi ya gatuli makahawaya, likapia. Makaruta ira nao, mahata kurigaru na maita mwaja, na magaru na mwaja, meke ura mareka. Machoke ni gimahoe, meke yogona, li disappear. Masai ni maleo mekara, not ya for the dimension, mekara na dimension ya the departed souls, departed spirits. Agikuru nikuwa gea chila wa muma asai, noko nye ngobe, na adoa ngobe lera achiru, nuruchiaro uru achiru, na matiari achiare, madhiyara guru gaine, makaiga iti haku ina nguruga na itimu iwe kuro tijikari mumatha yule oe ngombeo na kuite miaka magana meri mithiru ni mamure haka na gaikari lakite akabili ya kuwalia haka uga wasi damiritite hana gimikiri hana egechira jauchiga nona jawiri ya gegenega aga waleke anadio horoa miaka magana meri aliki ya kehera haya maga tijiru chira maka uga ni moigwa kirani ni mungu tuleha ngombe chitu. Achino imari hoti wa dimension ya na korea maithi maitu makomete kure hegomi. Ithiwe dimension ni itu ni fourth dimension ili bere ya haremura ikari. Ithadu kurika unia. Ugiru atamapu ya choreto, ili woko ya choreto mvogo lile ya Kenya yuka utuika kire ya bere ya Kenya tuke koroni. Onano hede yore ya kuhu maugwa la maigira ya kuhu ini na Kenya nila tuke koroni. Ni mazo odekire mapu ya utara kathu gware manoka Kenya. Todu Kenya ni ede ili umahulima, ede ili othi yote nigu umoke, mahote kuri harei. Mapu yo, tiga nitagi wa kuri edega hati uchuru kio nyumba, chia choberi ho, na ikiri toga star, ururi wage kuyo. Makero, muime nyerele muno adwaya. Muime nyerele muno adwaya, ili kiro ga star statue, ni wage kuyo. Karakage, gati kiro Nigeria, hale adometago ibo. Kage gatoro West Africa Ghana adumetako ewe noka mungu kuwa karorari ni karaluta muzi wa athena kona ni marauga halere yote yori haa ukaroraga aduaya tikuru watu waroa la muno noni kiria meti gripe tuheo gitiyo muduno wako haigitiyo ukona taragu itigira taraku mena tikumena tumena uwekuyo unaiwa kiku nwezi tikumena tuwa amenuo. Niguwea neituada mwiku ekirazadu nyudu wa wetiki wake. wetiki wake na ngai wake tena mukeri no mu masai no akura mulima ya Mungu wa Kikuyu akuhoro ho wa Mount Kenya atikiri makini nikia ngai wake kwe kiu niku kituma na niku tumite tukinya hau moiko ni very resilient no muhure na yupino yote monine nine uguatura kwa no mwadiririe bara na ilo vino mchi munine achoke akuje chate na kuje mafuto adhulie kugira mahiga kware within 5 years a more better city than Nairobi igakorwo irugamite hawo nikioro na ni arekirwo map teo tia ndu ingi mamwe tondu ikorwo michi ya thungu ma ofichini ikorwo ikirito star hotspot ne kadi kuharia hotspot iyo ni map ya Brian ya miaka 1900 maudu maingi no twarie no tutinde atukiaria no kira tukiraga mare tu sachaga no mare tu through spirit ati hotspot na utuichi nguo tura maguturike nikio tuturaga nikio tuhotaga gutura